Come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of Podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Gator.
Despot. All right, well, that's a hint what movie we're talking about tonight.
Yeah.
This was your pick.
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing The Other Guys from 2010.
Yes, sir.
I got to know, because like we haven't really done a whole lot of action comedies on this. Like, we
No.
did Scott Pilgrim. I guess that could be considered.
Yeah.
And have we done any others? I don't think so.
Not that I can think of, really.
Yeah, I don't think so. So what made you pick this one?
I don't know, just a movie that like I love, like kind of, I don't know, guilty pleasure kind of, because like I don't know, it doesn't have like, I think people are kind of like hot and cold with this movie, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just any chance to talk about Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, like I think they just work so well together. And I remember vividly when I watched this movie in theaters, and it was quite possibly the biggest shock of any movie I've ever seen, which we'll get into.
It's fucking wild, man. That first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Yeah. Whenever you said that this is your pick for this week, I was pumped because
yeah,
this movie is great. And it's not one that I've watched a whole lot of times. Like this is probably like my third or fourth time watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's always a great time. Yeah, like you said, Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, they just work so well together.
Yeah.
I would like to see them in more shit. All right. Before we talk about this movie, though, we'll kick off our box office news and boo. What are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking a good old Corona tonight.
Nice.
Yeah.
Without the lime.
I got the lime in there.
Oh, do you? Oh, yeah. Okay. I see it. I'm just drinking the huge little Michelob Ultra.
Nice, nice.
All right. What have you watched since we last talked?
Nothing really exciting, to be honest. Probably not even worth sharing my screen. I've been kind of back at my letterbox stats and knocked off a few collections. So I watched Austin Powers Goldmember. I haven't watched that movie in, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, 10 years, maybe. I don't know. But I had this movie on DVD and I watched this movie so much and still love it to this day. Yeah.
Which one's your favorite out of the three?
Honestly, probably Goldmember.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Just I watched it so much, like, growing up, and the other ones I didn't really watch as much. Definitely the second one I haven't watched as much as the first one, but
okay. Yeah. Yeah, there's some iconic characters in Goldmember.
Yeah, exactly. And then I watched Despicable Me 4, which was came out last year. I totally forgot it did. So it was the first watch for me. It was all right. I mean, nothing special. Then I watched Cars 3. That's not, I'm gonna say it's terrible, but
okay.
It's definitely not, I don't know, it's just okay.
Yeah.
And then I watched, like, I find I don't watch any horror movies apart from like the podcasts and like, or ones that like I'm like hyped about, or like new horror movies, like mainstream ones. So watched The Rule of Jenny Penn, which was one that you recommended on Shudder, and I didn't like it as much as you did. I thought it was, I feel like they could have done more with it, with the main guy's character there, whatever his name is. I thought that like, what's his name? The other main guy, looking from Pirates of the Caribbean, Jeffrey Rush.
Yeah, Jeffrey Rush.
I thought he was pretty good too. Definitely the first death in the movie was very shocking. But definitely check it out. It's creepy.
Watched quite a bit actually.
Okay.
Went on a bit of a tear over the weekend.
Okay.
Okay. So I watched 825 Forest Road, which is Stephen Cognetti's new movie.
Yes, I did see that on Shudder, and
Yeah.
yeah.
He directed the Hell House franchise. It was good, not great. I prefer Hell House for sure, but I mean it's worth checking out. Randomly watched 21.
Dude, I haven't seen that movie like probably since this came out.
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's good. And then on Prime, I saw Asteroid City was leaving in 9 hours whenever I was browsing through it. So I was like, fuck, I want to watch that.
That's a very accurate time.
So yeah, I think it was 9 hours and 27 minutes, if I remember
Jeez.
correctly. But yeah, I wasn't a fan of it. It's definitely not my favorite Wes Anderson movie. It
Yeah.
looks really cool. Like I love the filter that's over it.
Yeah.
And the acting was good enough. It's just like, I don't know, it didn't really make a whole lot of
Yeah, I think I gave it the same score you did, maybe,
yeah.
or something a bit lower, but yeah. I'll give it a 3 actually. But yeah.
Did you mean to give it a three?
No, I think it's one of those movies that like I appreciate.
Yeah.
Like it is very well made and looks amazing, but just yeah, it's just very confusing and just all over the place for me.
Yeah. And then I watched Survive. Don't ask me why.
Okay.
The it was on Prime as well, and the synopsis sounded cool, like the ocean, the polar ends of the Earth shifted or something like that, so it ended up draining out the ocean. And these
Interesting.
this family was out on the ocean, and then they have to fight off things, but it was kind of a misleading title. It wasn't as crazy as I thought it was going to be,
Okay.
but yeah, it wasn't very good. And then you and I got talking over the weekend about how, like, well, you mentioned earlier finishing off collections and shit, and it got me, or it reminded me of the IMDb top 250 that we were working on for the longest time. So I went back and started going through that. So I watched The Matrix, obviously a classic. Then I watched Fargo. First time watch for me was Fargo.
Really?
Dude,
Dude, it's
so
so good, right?
good,
I can't
man.
believe you haven't seen that, man.
Yeah, so good. Like, even Sarah, she was watching it a little bit too. But
Yeah.
oh, man, it's so funny.
I know TV shows are kind of tough for you because, you know, same with me, right?
Yeah,
But
yeah.
highly recommend the Fargo TV series.
The show's good too, yeah.
Oh, it's so good, especially the first season.
Okay.
And each season is like a different, it's set in Fargo, but it's a different like timeline.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good show. I haven't seen the latest season, but the first three seasons are really good.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check that out then. And then I also watched Gran Torino. It's
Nice.
on the list as well.
Yeah.
And then I think it took Sarah and I about a month, but we finally finished American Murder.
Oh, nice.
Gabby Petito's story.
Yeah.
I think there's only three episodes, and we had like 20 minutes left of the last episode, and we just never got around to finishing it. So we finally did that there.
Nice.
So pretty eventful weekend for movies.
Yeah, nice.
All right. So that leads us into another eventful weekend of movies at the box office.
Yes, sir.
We have five new movies in the top six.
Damn.
Yeah. So I don't know if you remember a couple weeks ago, I had mentioned a movie called The Chosen Last Supper Part Two.
Yes.
And I'm looking at it here now. So The Chosen Last Supper Part One is in 15th place. The Chosen Last Supper Part Two is in 10th place. And The Chosen Last Supper Part Three is
What
in
the
sixth
fuck?
place.
What fucking
So
movies are these?
I don't know what these are, but they released all three of them just like bang, 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 apparently. And they're all currently in the box office right now. So yeah, sixth place was that one. In
Interesting.
fifth, we have Drop
Yep.
with 7.3 million. I've seen some people that have gone to see it. I think
Yeah,
it sounds good.
the trailer looked all right.
Yeah. In fourth place, we have Alex Garland's new movie, Warfare,
Yes.
which brought in 8.3 mil. In third place, we have The Amateur, which brought in 14.8. In second place, we have The King of Kings, which brought in 19.3. And in first place, again, we have a Minecraft movie that brought in 78.5.
Nice.
So it's rushing right now.
That comes in. Yes. So yeah, next Tuesday I'm going to either see, I haven't decided yet with my buddy there, either Warfare or Sinners, where
Oh, yeah, Sinners looks good.
Sinners comes out this weekend. But
Yeah.
yeah, he's going to watch The Amateur tonight, so don't let me know how it is.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good too. Rami Malek and
Yeah.
so yeah, I mean, I feel like we're getting some movies now. We're getting some new
Yeah,
movies.
I think April is a big month, actually.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah, there's been a lot of opening week.
Yeah.
I just want to do a little call back. Mickey 17, 12 weeks in the box office,
Yeah.
45.7 domestically.
Damn.
Unfortunately, I was right. Right, what do we have for 4Ks?
Let's take a look. Before jumping to this, I did pre-order Andorra 4K Criterion.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, excited to get that. So we got Batman Ninja versus Yakuza League.
Okay.
It sounds pretty sick, not gonna lie.
It does.
Basic Instinct, King of New York, pretty cool. Blue Sunshine, interesting cover. Sands of Iwo Jima, Donovan's
John
Reef,
Wayne.
got some John Wayne. I've never seen a John Wayne movie.
Really?
Yeah.
There's dad's big on John Wayne, so every once in a while, whenever we go over there, he's got one of his
Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog 3,
multiple
a few
steelbooks.
different, yeah, still books. And Chungking Express on Criterion. Yeah.
Nothing too crazy then, eh?
No, nothing too crazy.
Right. When's the Enora? 4K coming out.
Actually, just got an email today about an update on it, I think.
Did you say it was through Criterion?
Yeah, it's Criterion release, yeah.
Did you do it through the website or through
No,
Amazon?
on Amazon. But yeah, anyway. I don't know. I think it's June or something, maybe.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right, ready to start this movie discussion?
Sir.
All right, like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about the other guys from 2010. Starting off the synopsis, two mismatched New York City detectives seize an opportunity to step up like the city's top cops, whom they idolize, only things don't quite go as planned. Funny because Wahlberg most definitely does not idolize them.
No.
This was directed by Adam McKay,
Yeah.
who directed Don't Look Up, Vice, Anchorman 2, Talladega Nights, pretty much anything that Will Ferrell has been in, he
Yeah.
has been a part of.
Yeah.
Step Brothers, yeah. He's got so many good movies, man. And if he hasn't
Yeah.
directed them, then he's produced them.
And I see that he has a one of his upcoming projects is a TV series, and it's a untitled Jeffrey Epstein slash HBO Max project.
Yeah. Think he keeps it serious?
Yeah. I think he'd be great for that because what's his other movie about? Did he do the one about the US stock market crash in the 2000s or whatever? What was that movie called? It had like Brad Pitt,
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling, Christian
Yeah.
Bale.
The Big Short.
Yes.
Yeah. Did he do
Yeah.
that?
I
Was
think
it The Big
so.
Short? Am I thinking of a different movie?
Yeah, The Big Short. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. Well, maybe he didn't do The Big Short. I'm thinking of someone else.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
I want to see if it has the eggs on it. First day on IMDb. Yeah, no, it doesn't have the tags. See if it's going to be like a dark comedy or if he's going to keep. I don't know if you could do a comedy on Epstein. I don't
I
know.
don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
I think he kind of got to keep that serious.
Yeah.
I don't think he did this as. Anyways, doesn't matter. The cast, we have Will Ferrell, obviously, who plays Alan Gamble. Mark Wahlberg plays Terry Hoyts. Eva Mendes plays Sheila Gamble.
Man, she is glowing in this movie.
And so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then Michael Keaton in one of my favorite roles of his,
Yeah,
dude.
that's great. It's great.
Captain Gene
Mock, I
Moch?
think. Yeah.
Moch? Yeah. We have some pretty big honorable mentions in this one.
There is a lot.
Very surprising that two of these guys are only honorable mentions,
Yep.
but I love it so
Yeah.
much. You want to go ahead?
Yeah, I'll do kind of like the, I guess, the lower tier
All right.
ones, I guess. We got Brett Gelman, who played Hal. He's like kind of like you see him, you recognize him. The guy with like the beard. Who else? Oh, apparently Brooke Shields is in this movie.
And she played herself. I don't
Oh,
know
I don't
if
even
it was
remember
during an
seeing her.
interview or something.
Oh, I guess Adam McKay played Dirty Mike himself.
Oh shit. Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Ben Schwartz, he played Beeman's assistant.
Yeah.
Who else here we got? Rob Hubel played Officer Watts. He was the one that was like at the when they first find the Prius. He was on like The League.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Our guy Andy Buckley, who played David Wallace in The Office.
There's a lot of office actors in this
There
movie,
was, and
actually.
then yeah, I'll leave it off with Zach Woods, who played Douglas, another just like 2 second, character. But he played well, he was on Silicon Valley and also in The Office. He played what was his
Gabe.
name? Gabe. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
That was the quickest little cameo.
It was, yeah. But there's a ton more, which I'll let you get to.
Yeah. So I have five more on top of everything that you just
Yes.
did. We have Derek Jeter, who makes a very quick cameo, gets shot. Rob Riggle, who
Yeah.
is one of the funniest fucking guys, man.
He is, yeah.
Every character he plays, I love.
Yeah.
So good. And then Damon Wayans.
Yeah. I love them.
Yeah.
As a duo, I would love to see a spin-off or something with them too.
Yeah.
Because like Damon Wayans, I absolutely love the Wayans Bros.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good. And then the two biggest ones, the big surprise in this movie, the twist after 15 minutes of runtime,
Yeah.
we have Samuel L. Jackson and The Rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we'll get to the twist in a little bit, but
Yeah.
fucking wild, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
These two, I would love to see a prequel to this movie
Yeah.
of just following them because they
Yeah.
are fucking batshit crazy. They're off the rails. They're such a good parody of like cops in like old 80s cop movies and shit like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Like just highest echelon of police officers in New York City. And just doing whatever they can to take down the bad guy.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
it's so funny.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah. This movie's just fucking filled with cameos.
Yeah.
So.
And I got one more. I got a shit of Bobby Cannavale as well.
Right. Yes. He is in this.
He played Jimmy, one of the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about this movie.
Alrighty. So yeah, the movie opens up and we get just right into a quick action scene. We got Sam Jackson and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. They're chasing a bunch of Rastas in Jackson's like super sick like Dodger kind of car thing.
Camaro
And
SS.
okay, yeah. And just this whole opening scene is like just so over the top and ridiculous. Like they're like hanging out the side of the car, like the hood flips up and they just like shoot the hood off, and then they like run into it like a bus, and the car is like in the bus, and then next scene is just like The Rock is driving the bus with the car still in. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. He like Tokyo drifts it and fucking shoots the car out the side of it.
Yeah.
So good.
Right into the like Trump Tower, and
Yeah.
the next scene, like they're the mayor or something is like doing announcements like, yeah, $12 million in property damage. And they're like, what do you got to say for yourselves? And he's like, well, this is New York. And like everyone
Yeah.
starts cheering. It's like, okay.
There's a reporter and they're like, yeah, it turns out that they only had like a, what was it? Was it weed? A pound of weed or an
Yeah,
ounce of
something
weed or
like
something
that.
like
Yeah.
that. And the reporter's like, does that really warrant $12 million in property damages? They're like,
Yeah.
we do whatever we have to do.
Yeah. And then they get back to the station, and we get our kind of first glimpse as to what kind of character Alan is. Because they walk in and they're like, gloating stuff like that. And Alan like tries to talk up, and he's like, yeah, good job, guys. And they just like stop, like, shut the fuck up.
You don't fucking talk to us.
Yeah. Of course, they don't do their own paperwork. So Alan is like, oh, I'll do the paperwork. And
Yeah.
I just love this first introduction of Alan and Terry. Like, their computers, like, back to back of each other. And Alan's just doing the paperwork. And he's like humming a song. And Terry's like, stop fucking humming the song. Drive me crazy. He's like, okay. He's like, just has this giant smile on his face. And Terry's like, will you stop fucking smiling like that? He's like, well, I'm happy, man. You're doing the fucking bitch work. And he's like, I like doing this.
He's like, if you don't want me to hum, that's fine. I won't hum, but you will not take away my, what does he say? You will not take away my happiness for your own benefit or something like that. He's like, that is
Yeah.
something I will not tolerate.
Yeah. And then we get into probably what I think is the funniest, and I have to think that it was all off the cuff for Will Ferrell, I think. When Terry is like, I will fucking destroy you, like, I'm a lion, you're a tuna.
It's so good.
And then Will Ferrell just goes into this huge monologue, which I'm sure that he just like said off the top of his head, because it looked like Mark Wahlberg was like trying to not laugh, I think.
Yeah.
Basically going on a bit like, oh, a lion coming in the fucking ocean? Like, come on, you kidding me? It's like, it goes on about how, like, oh, we're a school of tuna. Now we have the taste for lion. We're like, yeah, we like lion. It's so ridiculous.
We would, what did he say? He's like, we would hunt you down. And Mark Wahlberg's like, lions live on the land. How are you going to do that? And he's like, we would build contraptions out of kelp bubbles, and it would give us 30 seconds of land time where we could hunt you down, and we'd run back to the ocean and get more bubbles and then be able to walk on the land and chase
Yeah.
you down.
And he's like, yeah, I didn't think it'd go that way, did you? So
So
funny.
good.
And then we get kind of some backstory on who Terry is and why Terry is in this situation. He's in a counseling for cops who fired their gun while in line of duty. And, Jimmy's like telling a story about what he did. And then the counselor is like, Terry, you've been coming here for 3 weeks. You haven't said one thing. Like, do you want to talk? And he's like, no. And then everyone is like, just starts like, you fucking piece of shit. And like, calling him a Yankee Clipper. So we find out that Terry was working security at in the World Series. The Yankees were in the World Series, and he was in the hallway or the locker room, and someone's coming down, and he told them to stop, and they kept coming. So he pulled his gun and shot this person, and it turned out to be Derek Jeter. And Derek Jeter was out of the World Series, and they lost the World Series. And he's like, yeah, I'll never live it down. The whole kind of other cops, and they like to pick on Alan a lot because he came from like accounting basically, and Fozzie and or Fozzie or Fossey or whatever you say the name, and it's a Martin, right? Yeah, Martin. They go up to Terry or Alan, and they're like, "Hey, man, come on! Everyone in the office has done it. Won't you shoot your weapon off in the office?" And Alan's like, "I'm not gonna shoot my gun in the office." And they're like, "Oh, come on, man! Everyone did it. It's a rookie move." Like, yeah, they
Desktop.
call it a desk pop. He's okay. I can just shoot his gun. Everyone pulls their guns out.
And those two are like, oh shit, he actually did
Yeah.
it.
I love like the casually asked like Jimmy. He's like, "Hey Jimmy, when's your first desk pop?" And he like thinking, it's like, "Oh, 1997." And then Terry's like, "What the fuck are you doing? My first desk pop."
Blows a hole right through the ceiling.
It was given the a wooden gun.
Yeah.
We find out that Captain Mock, or Gene as Alan likes to call him, also works at Bed Bath and Beyond as well. Let me get another scene with a bunch of guys jacking a wrecking ball that's just in the middle of the street, and they end up crashing into like a jewelry store and stealing a bunch of jewelry. So, Sam Jackson and
Rock.
Rock, sorry, they take the call, obviously, because they take every call, and Terry's losing his mind, and he says, "You can't fucking keep me locked up in here. I'm a peacock. I gotta fly." So it seems like those two get every single call that they get, right? So they get there, they're chasing these guys, doing like backflips and stuff off cars, and they run up like this building. It's like, I don't know, like 23 stories or something, they say, like that. And they have like the zip line, and they zip line down. And I gotta say, the soundtrack in this movie is so good.
Yeah, it's wicked.
Like, the song selection was key. So they get up to the thing, and "There Goes My Hero" starts playing. And they go up to the people cut the zip line, right? So they get to the corner of it, and they get there, look down, and they're like, "Oh yeah, it's professional," something like that. And then Sam Jackson looks at Rock, and he's like, "You know what I'm thinking?" And he's like, "Yeah, aim for the bushes." And I remember watching this in the movie theater with my friends, and I could not believe what I watched. They fucking jump off the building.
23 stories in the
There's no bushes down there. I didn't see any
No,
bushes.
no.
And it follows on top of them. They're like falling slow-mo, the music's playing, and then all of a sudden just splat, and like the concrete cracks because like they fell so far. And like my jaw was on the floor. Like I was like, "What the fuck?" Like The Rock and Sam Jackson, like it's like fucking Drew Barrymore and Scream, man. It's like, what are you doing?
It's true. I never thought of that. Like these guys could have easily been the stars of this movie, and their light flickers out 15 in.
So yeah, they're dead. Now they're having the funeral for them, and I love this scene because like they're in whatever, the station honoring them, and then Al and Terry are like, "Oh, we gotta step up, like now is the chance." And then obviously Foss and Martin come up, and they start picking on Alan, and then Terry steps in and it's like, "You want some beef?" And then like Martin and Terry start like fighting in the corner, and they're all like whispering, like, "Yeah, get him, you bitch," and like whispering. And then like Mox sees them over there, he's like, "Ah, oh, god damn it." He comes over and like, I love the voice that he uses. He's like, "Come on, guys." He's like whispering but trying to yell. It's so funny. He's like, are you fighting because you're talking about getting the next spot in line?" He's like, "These guys were like saluting them. Show some respect." And then he's like, "If you want, you go find out who these jewelry guys are." Oh man, it's so funny.
Yeah, he's like, if you crack this case, you might be the next big guys.
So there's a call for a crime scene, a murder that happened with a bunch of cocaine was found at scene. So Foss and Martin, they're like, okay, we'll take the call. You know, they're like the next guys up, and Terry's like to Alan, like, come on, I'm gonna take this call. I was like, nope. So then Terry takes Alan hostage, and they get an Alan's Prius, which I guess Terry doesn't have a car. I guess they just keep
Yeah,
taking
I guess
Alan's
not. That's
Prius,
true.
but it's just like red Prius,
Yeah.
and they're driving, and he ends up slamming on the gas and fucking running over the crime scene, and like coke
Blast fucking,
goes, yeah,
yeah.
coke goes all over the car. Oh man.
I love this argument they have with the music too. It's great.
Little River Band.
Yeah. LRB, Little River
Yeah.
Band.
So then they leave that crime scene, obviously, because Foss and Martin are taking over. I think they get another call or something that Martin or Alan was looking into, about some building or guy who some violations. Scaffold violation.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? But like this whole like scaffolding violation like starts the investigation as to who David is. So they're on their way. You find out that David is laundering money, basically. He borrowed money from a bunch of dangerous and he's an idiot from like check-ins, I think. The Nigerians, like a whole bunch of bad people. And he is using winnings from the lottery to pay back a company to then pay all these people back. So he's just laundering money. And they're in the on the way there, and Terry like asked him about it. He's like, I was like, oh yeah, I just asked Jeeves. And it's like, Jeeves, I haven't heard that in so fucking long.
Right.
And then like Terry's like, oh, I'm not going there. And I was like, yeah, you are. I got a fucking gun. He's like, what are you gonna do with that? A fucking smack in the gun in the face with a gun. He's like, that fucking hurt. God damn it. But then they end up arresting David. They run into him like just randomly. He's like, oh, you
Oh,
David,
yeah.
whatever. He's like, yeah. And he's like, well, you're under arrest. So
Because
they
he
have.
thinks that they want his autograph or to talk to him or some shit.
Yeah, exactly. And they get David in the car, and he thinks that they're arresting him for like the bigger picture. But Alan says, oh, yeah, we got a scaffolding violation. He's like, what? And then after that, they get hit by another SUV. He was driven by a guy named Wesley, who I thought at first worked for David, but I think it's just kind of like the bad guy behind David, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't know if he works for Hendel, which is the company
Oh, that makes
that
sense,
David's
yeah.
like kind of swindling money out of. I'm not sure. But like we always see Wesley with David.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
he's never like friendly with him. Like he's always an asshole to him.
Yeah. But I love this scene. They take their car, and then they're leaving, and like Terry's like, they took our fucking shoes, and they're standing there with no shoes on. I love that on their way back, and they like decide like, okay, we're gonna get a fresh start, like start over together. And they get back to the office, and Wesley is there with Beeman, I think is his name, who says that he is David's lawyer, but he's not David's lawyer. He works for the Federal Reserve. So they're like, okay. Gene tells them like, okay, you're off the case. Like, just stop doing what you're doing. So then they decide that they're gonna go to Allen's to discuss the case, for dinner. So I love this scene too, because they're like sitting down discussing it, and then Sheila walks in, who is, oh man, just
Beautiful.
gorgeous, gorgeous. And Terry is as about taken as back as we are, to be honest. And he's like, "Who's that?" And I was like, "Oh, you know, it's old ball and chain." He's like, "No, seriously, who's that?" And, "Well, that's my wife." And like Terry can't believe it.
Yeah.
And I love it in the whole movie that Alan just absolutely shits on Sheila the whole
It just
time.
cuts her up the whole time.
Like she walks in and she like has this like low cut dress on, like she's like gorgeous. And he's like, "Baby, go change for dinner. Look kind of shitty." And
Yeah.
Terry's like, "What are you talking about?"
I didn't know you're gonna come in here looking homeless.
And they're at dinner, and Terry's like, "Why the fuck are you with him?" And he's like, "Sorry, I didn't mean like, how'd you land a guy like Alan?" And yeah, just we don't get the backstory yet of
And
of how they ended up together.
its backstory is so good.
But I love when they're at the door saying goodbye, and she's like, "Oh yeah, like every morning I tell him just be careful, like come home," and he's like, "Yeah, she does." And then I show him my breast, and like I love that Eva Mendes is like, her like comedic timing is so good in this, because she's like not trying to be funny, but like she's just like not serious but hilarious at the same time.
And Terry's just like, "Bye, Sheila." And she's like, "Bye, Terry." And
Yeah.
then Alan's like, "See you later, Terry. Bye, Sheila.
Yeah.
Bye, Terry. Bye, Sheila." It's just like
Yeah.
constantly, if you need anything, Sheila, just let me know.
Yeah. I don't think Terry heard me. Bye, Terry. Bye, Sheila. So they find out that their Prius was found, and they get to the scene, and he's like, "Yeah, I mean, we found out that a bunch of old homeless dudes had an orgy in your car. They call it a soup kitchen." Oh, so funny. And then they're like, he's like, "Oh yeah, and a raccoon mother had a baby in the
Yeah.
back of the car, or
Like,
some
where
shit
was
like
this
that."
fucking
It's
car?
like, Jesus.
They're like, "Yeah, the group's called Dirty Mike and the Boys."
Yeah, they left a note saying, "Yeah, thanks for letting us use your car." And they find Alan's cell phone in the back, and there was like a call that came in that the homeless people answered, and they find out that it was Alan's ex.
Yeah.
So they are going to Alan's ex, and she opens the door, and another gorgeous lady, and Terry's like, "What is happening?" And she's like very weird. Like I didn't really like this scene. I felt like they could have cut this scene, I think.
Yeah.
So I felt like sometimes it was kind of like too comedic, and like going for that kind of humor that's in like Anchorman or Step Brothers and stuff like that. I felt like was it maybe a bit too over the top. Like I would have liked to have like more of a true like buddy cop movie, you know? But yeah, she's like, she has a new husband named Hal, and he's like very much like, "I want you to have sex with my wife in front of me," kind of guy.
Call that a cuck.
Yeah. And so she's like, "Oh yeah, Alan, I have it, the phone in the kitchen. Let's go out there." And she's like, grabbing her, like beating the fuck out of him. And then he like just like snags the phone, I think, and then they run out of there, and then they get like 12 miles away or something like that, and they're like pulled over the side of the road, and then like Hal and the wife come running up, and they're like, "You fucked my wife," and he's like, "Holy shit!" And they just ran like 12 miles. And then we get like the random scene of them at the pub, and Alan's like randomly standing with these like old people, and yeah, I feel like there's a couple scenes they could have cut out this movie, I think, to shorten up a bit. Did they go see another one of Terry's exes
No,
when
it
they're
was
planning to?
Terry's ex, yeah.
Oh, Terry's, yeah, sorry, I got yeah mixed up, yeah.
Yeah. At the dance studio.
At the dance studio, and then we get Terry's like, "Oh, I can dance," and he does like obviously clearly someone else doing it. And
Yeah.
Francine was like, "Oh my God, Terry, that was actually like really good."
It's funny because Mark Wahlberg obviously used to be a dancer.
That's true. I didn't think of that.
More of a hip hop than a ballet, but
But you find it later on that she has like a restraining order on Terry, and
yeah.
Bella that Al is at the door and he's like, yeah, he loves you. And then Terry's like leaving, and then Al's still talking, and she's like, yeah, you're making it worse, creepy guy. So they are going to the accounting firm of David, the guy who they're trying to find. And they get up to the accounting firm, and then as soon as they get up there, just fucking explodes like crazy. They go flying back, and you see Wesley pulled out of there. So he blew up the accounting firm. And I love that you got like Alan's like, there's no way they do this in the movies. Like, he starts saying like some funny shit. So after this, Alan's had enough. He wants to go back to the desk. And this is where we get him telling Terry how he became who he was. Why did he choose to be an accountant for
Police.
investigative
Yeah.
whatever?
Forensics accountant, I think it was
Forensics.
called.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Do you want to go into the story?
Alan used to be a pimp in college.
According to Alan, it wasn't a pimp.
Not a pimp. Yeah. What does he say it was?
He was
Can't
just trying to
remember.
help out his friends.
Right. His nickname was Gator. He basically looked like fucking Riff Raff. Like he had the grills, he had fucking cornrows, and he was just like he's all G'd up. And he decided to leave that life behind. What was it that happened?
He ended up at the hospital, and that's where he met, because it's Dr. Sheila.
Yeah,
She's a
she's a
doctor.
doctor. What was the
He ended up at the hospital for some reason.
It was a really fucking funny reason though. Fuck.
But I love this one. He's like telling the story at the first, and he's like, yeah, my friend so and so came up to me and has her like talking, and she's like, I like to go on dates with guys a lot, so I was thinking like I need to pay for college, so I think I'm gonna start charging them for dates, but like I need a friend to help me like collect the money and make sure that they pay me. And he's like, yeah, so I was helping a friend and she said she paid me a percentage. And then Terry's like, yeah, you're a pimp. He's like, no. And then like a few weeks later, her friends, they want to do the same thing, so I was helping them. And he's like, you were a pimp.
So good. I'm going through the quotes and shit here. Gator needs his gat, you punk ass bitch.
That was great.
Gator's bitches better be using their jimmies.
Oh, fuck. That was so.
Anyways, yeah, the reason why he went to the hospital was really fucking funny. I wish I could. Anyways.
But now they're going to David's office, and I love like the little things that they add in here. Like they bring like the water to them, and has like this cucumber in it, and Alan's
Yeah.
like so amazed by the water. Every scene that they're with David, he has some different like fancy water that he's drinking.
Yeah.
And so they're asking David, and he's like, well, how about some courtside seats? And they're like, no. And then like cuts to them like front side courtside seats at the Knicks game or whatever. And
Yeah.
they're like at the game and like, ah, wait, fuck, we got bribed. They bust back into his office and you fucking motherfucker bribed us. And there's like Jersey Boys or some other musical
Yeah. Mamma Mia.
that cuts Mamma Mia. They go to the Jersey Boys and they're having a great time. They're like, this is fucking awesome. And then they get back to David's and they're like, all right, that's fucking enough. And he's like, but Jersey Boys, how was it? And Terry's like, or Alan's like, oh, it's so good.
The soundtrack and the costumes were amazing.
So Alan or Terry is like, okay, we're gonna do I'm gonna go in there and like act really like crazy to him and play bad cop basically. And he's like, you come in and you do the other like kind of side of it. So Terry's like grabbing him and putting him on the desk, and he's like, "Tell me all this shit, whatever." And then fucking Alan just comes and starts screaming and grabbing him and throwing him around and breaking stuff.
So good.
Then they leave, and Terry's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, I thought we were doing like bad cop, like worse cop." Like,
He's like, I saw your performance. I was like, geez, how am I gonna
yeah.
do that, do better than that?
Yeah. And then they get up to the rooftop parking lot to leave, and they get attacked by some bikers. One of them is Wesley. And Terry can fucking, he can defend himself,
Oh
man.
man, he was throwing down.
He fucking like grabbed, like one of them had a crowbar, just like chucks it at one of the guys, and he's just kicking their asses, and Alan just not doing anything really.
Yeah, ripping their helmets off and beating the shit out of them with their own helmets.
But then Wesley and his little girl kind of sidekick, they come up and they tase both of them. And then they get put on a train and shipped, I think, like
The Vegas.
to, was it to Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I saw it looked like Vegas, but I was like, there's no way they shipped them across the country.
Yeah, they did.
Crazy. So they get back to New York and they go see Mock, and I think it's the DA is there, and he's basically telling them to stop what they're doing.
Yeah,
And
and the captain was like, because after the DA leaves, the captain's like, he never comes down here, so you guys really fucked up.
then he's like, "Yeah, you guys, here's your guns back." And Alan's like, "I'll get my gun back." He's like, "No, I'm gonna hang on to this gun. But here, there's a rape whistle." And then like Mock is like, give him a speech or something like that, and he's like, "Don't go chasing waterfalls." And like and then like they're kind of like, "Huh, what? Like, you quoting TLC?" Mock's like, "I don't know what that is. Just don't go chasing waterfalls." And they're like, "Okay, what the fuck?"
You seriously don't know that song?
And I love this scene whenever Alan is back at the house with Sheila and they're having dinner, and like he's being such a dick to Sheila, like,
Yeah.
and he's like starting to like tweak out a bit, right? He's like, and she starts saying like, "Pimps don't cry." It's so great. And he's like, "Yeah, like I tell you all these bad things and just say you don't look nice and beautiful because like I just think that like one day you're gonna realize that you are all these things and like leave me basically." And then like you already kind of mentioned, oh, she says she's pregnant too, by the
Yeah.
way. And his response was, "Gears, bitches, better be using jimmies."
And that's the last straw for her. She finally snaps.
Yeah, she
Get the
kicks him
fuck
out.
out.
Oh, so funny.
The scene too, before like all this starts happening, they're eating supper. And he's like, this food is terrible. He's like, tastes like deep fried assholes. You know what I think? Or he's like, and then I asked myself, who would try and feed me deep fried assholes? You would.
So you guys are going to, I don't know, the harbor or something like that, and he has his Prius there and having a beer or whatever, and then Terry comes up and you're like, "Oh, what are you doing here?" Terry's like, "Well, I come here and have girl troubles," and he's like, "That's every night." And then Alan's like, "Yeah, like Sheila left me and blah blah blah." And Terry's like, "Well, you're not a cop until your wife leaves you, basically."
Yeah, which is kind of
And
like
then
a sad thing because it I
it
feel like
is,
that's pretty
yeah.
legit.
And then who comes up behind them? They see the Prius and Dirty Mike and the boys. And they see this homeless guys come up and like, "What the hell's going on?" And Dirty Mike is like, "Hey, yeah, we're about to go have an orgy in this car here." And Alan's like, "Wait, are you Dirty Mike? Dirty Mike?" He's like, "Yeah, how'd you know?" And I forget what happens after that,
He's like,
but
you want to come join us?
he's like, "Hey, that's my car. You guys had a fucking soup kitchen in my car." They're like, "Oh shit, boys, get the fuck out of here. It's the cops." And his eyes run away. He's like, "We're gonna have another more sex in that car. Don't worry." So then Terry's like, well, I'm gonna take you out to drink, and then we get like this scene with a Black Eyed Peas song, which I think was like so perfect,
Yeah, it
honestly,
was good.
for us. But then like again, like another scene that I think they could in here. So the next day they're in Mock's office and he's like, yeah, you guys gotta hand over the evidence for all of this stuff you're doing. You guys are off the case.
Going to
Well,
the FBI.
they don't get transferred to traffic yet, but yeah, so now they are, oh yeah, they have to bring the evidence to the Federal Reserve, right? So they go see Beeman, who they thought was his lawyer, but he's just a worker for the federal agent or Federal Reserve. I love that when they get there, like Terry like knows what the Federal Reserve is. He's like, oh yeah, so like you basically money that's like stolen, you like transfer here and then I don't know, do something with it. But then like Terry has like no idea what the Federal Reserve is.
What does he say?
Forget what he said.
Oh, are you military or something like that?
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
no, we're a bank.
Yeah. So they get back to the office and Terry ends up smashing the computer and he's pissed off. He's like, I'm done with this. Then they get the call about a jumper at Beeman's office. So they take the call. They go there and it's Beeman who is about to jump off. And I love whatever they get there and like Alan's like, hey, you guys got a fucking megaphone and something. There's like an ice cream truck and like Alan's like not doing it at all. He's like saying shit that like would not help. And then Terry's like, oh fuck it, give me the thing. I'll do better. He's like, yeah, you don't got the balls to fucking jump off that. And Alan's like, well, that's way better than or way worse than I was doing. And then like Alan's like, it's like, yeah, I believe in you. You can do it, something like that, and just fucking falls off
Yeah.
and dies. Yeah, so they get back to Mock and he tells them that they've been demoted, basically transferred. Terry is going to traffic, and I think Alan is going back to accounting, I think, from what I remember. Yeah, so Alan ends up getting his Prius back, and then you already said the one line, but he walks into Mock's office, and Mock is on the phone, and Terry is, or Alan is like, has like the police detective, like, hat, like he's like all in on police detective. He's like, no, I'm fucking doing this. Like, I put too much work into this. And he just goes up to Mock and he's like, Gator needs his gat back, you punk ass bitch. And Mock is like, oh, okay, like, here you go.
Here
You just gotta
you
ask for it, right? That's
go.
it. So he ends up at Terry's apartment and Alan like turns all the lights off, like turns the record on. He's like, you probably got some fucking people listening in on you,
Why?
little spy, but like whatever. Anyway. So like hiding under the bed, like talking
Oh,
and
tapped like wiretapped.
tap, yeah, wiretaps, And Terry or Alan's like, yeah, like I figured it out, like basically explains what's happening. Like he's is using this Lendl company to cover, or they use the jewelry heist to cover up them breaking into Lendl to basically steal the money and just, yeah, all that shit. So he finds out there's a business deal that's going down tomorrow, where David is going to be paying back all of the people, excuse me, that he borrowed money from. I love this scene with Mock so much, man.
He's so good.
Because like he's so good. Like I think Keaton plays this character so well. It just seems like he's having a good time with it, honestly. Cause you see it cuts to Mock, like just his head, and you see like kind of a blue, like, okay, people, here's what we gotta do. And he's like, the new bath mats are here. And it's like at Bath and Beyond, and they're like, yeah. And then he's like, oh, the next thing on topic, Hyde Park. We got a raper who's in there. He's like, ah, sorry guys, it's my other job. But seriously, if you live near Hyde Park, just carry some mace on you or something like that. And then we get Terry or Alan goes up to him and starts talking to him. And Terry comes in and Alan is like kind of surprised, like, hey, you came. And he's like, well, it's what partners got to do. And Mock is like, ah, yeah, man, like, awesome. And they straight up ask Mock, like, this whole time you've been pushing back on this case. Like, why have you been pushing so hard? And Mock is like a totally different person when he's like at his other job. He's like, yeah, okay, I'll tell you guys, like, this is a lot bigger than like what you guys think. Like, all the higher ups, people who I deal with, they're all connected to this. So, like, I can't be caught in this. But if you guys can get some serious evidence for this, I got your back. But if you guys leak anything, then I don't have your back. And then what does he say? He's like, I don't want anything to do with this. I don't want no scrubs. And they're like, okay, now, okay, that's a TLC song. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, saying something else. He's like, you know, you just got to creep. You got to creep. Mock, like, come on, man. What are you doing?
There's no way you don't know what you're doing
Yeah.
right now.
Just the most random, like, thing. It's just so fucking funny. So you find out that David owes a shit ton of money to these people. And they get up to this meeting. And they walk into this meeting. They're like, okay, David, you're under arrest for blah, blah, blah. And then Bob, who is another cop that they work with, who has been like trying to get them to like donate or like come to meetings, and
Like
they just
union
like,
meetings.
and Terry just blows up on it every time. Like, Bob, read the fucking room. And they walk in, and Bob is like, oh, hey, what are you guys doing here? And they realize that David is going to steal from the police department's pension plan to pay back or help pay back all of this. And then a shootout happens, and Alan gets David out of there. And I love this scene too. Like, Terry's just fucking going crazy. And I love the scene when he's like sliding on the glass table back and like just shooting people. I thought that
Yeah, it
was
looks
sick.
so sick.
They end up getting to David's apartment. And he's telling them about how the transfer has started, but at 9 o'clock a.m. tomorrow is when it's going to, the okay is going to be hit, basically. And he says, you have until 9:01. So, like, 9 o'clock, you have to be there exactly to stop this. So, like, okay, well, we'll hang out here for the night. And then Alan is like, well, I got to go see my wife, Sheila, because, like, we kind of left on bad terms. Like, we may not make it tomorrow. So I love this scene too. They get to the house and Sheila's like hiding out at his mom's house, and
So good.
he's like talking to her on the cell phone. He's like, babe, I'm so sorry. And he's like, I'm outside, but just be careful because there's people watching the house. And she's like, okay, I got it. And like the mom like walks over the street with like the walker and like dressed up, and she sees Alan, and he like tells her something like, you know, I miss you and all this stuff. And then she walks back to the house and she's like telling Sheila the stuff that Alan is saying. But like, they're like very sexual and like very like wild. And she's like telling them like phrase by phrase like what it is. And it's like some wild shit. Like, I don't even remember what some, like, one of them was like, yeah, he wants to have sex and then after lick all the sweat off each other. And then he goes back and he's like, oh, Sheila says that she can't wait to hug you. Alan's like, come on, it's
That's not what
Sheila we're
she
talking
said.
about, that's not what she said. He's like, I'm religious, I don't want to like say any of this shit. And he's like, come on, like, I might die tomorrow. And she's like, okay, well, she wants to unplug all the clocks and radios and have a 3-day sex marathon. And she doesn't want to walk for a week. And he's like,
That's more like it.
yeah. And then she walks back over and Sheila's like, okay, what'd he say? And she's like, I'm religious. I can't repeat anything he says. I'm done. And then like she walks back over and he gets the grandma, but it's actually Sheila, like dresses. They go back to David's and they have sex. She's just
She's
fucking
like,
gorgeous.
I'm gonna
Oh.
fuck you like a grandpa or something like that.
Yeah.
Because she's all
He's
dressed up
like,
in
yeah, he's like, I'm gonna break your hip.
the
And then we get a quick scene of the next day. David, Alan, Terry are on their way to the bank to stop this from happening, but they get the call. The cops get a lead. They're trying to find Terry and Alan because they kidnapped David, right? And they're saying that all these cops are dangerous. They have guns, so all these cops are chasing after them. And I love the scene. Martin and Fozzie are in like this classroom, like teaching kids. They get the call and they're like, oh shit, like we gotta go stop these cops. And I know the teacher asked, like, what's one advice you would give the kids? And I love Fozzie is like, try not to be black or Hispanic. And they get the call and they're like, okay, kids, give me the guns, and like passing the guns like to each other, like, oh, the taser? Oh, whatever, gotta go. Hey, any of you kids wanna do a ride along?
I love how they're passing a loaded gun around to the classroom.
So yeah, Alan and Terry are trying to escape from all the cops, and I don't know how they did this, but they like hid like so well, but I don't know how they did it. They get away from the check-ins and the cops, and they end up at a driving range because the check-ins are in a helicopter chasing after them, and they end up on a pier in the driving range, and they get hit by golf balls, and then the copter comes up behind them, and they're like running away from it, and then they yell at the golfers are like, hey, we're cops, hit the chopper. So all the fucking golfers are hitting balls at the chopper and blew it up. So they get to the bank and they're about to stop the transfer. But then Wesley shows up and he's like, basically, like, no, keep the transfer going. And then they end up grabbing David and they're like, well, you can't shoot us because like you need us to get the money. And then Wesley just shoots all three of them. He's like, yeah, I don't have to kill you guys, but I can still fucking shoot you guys. And they're all on the ground like, ah, fuck. And then Mock and all the cops show up and they arrest Wesley. And yeah, David ends up in jail as well. I think Mock ends up admitting to the whole TLC thing, I think.
Does he?
Or does he say one more line, I think, maybe, or something like that?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Forget what he says. Oh yeah, I love when they're explaining how they caught Wesley like to be a part of it, because earlier in the movie, when they're telling Terry about Alan's face back app, and like she was like super excited about it, and she's like, yeah, I'll get picked up soon. And they're like, yeah, we saw Wesley on the cameras at Beeman's reserve. They like gave him gin and put him on the roof, and we caught him on the cameras, but only caught the back of their head. And they're like, luckily with Alan's face back app, we were able to tell that it was Wesley, so they arrested him.
Yeah, because they forced him to jump off the building.
So yeah, Terry ends up marrying Francine, and then they end up getting like a sick car, kind of like how Sam Jackson and them had at the beginning. And they get a call for a big thing, and then you see the peacock go flying around.
Which is just ridiculous.
Yeah, so yeah, that's pretty much it. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Cool. All right, well, that's the way the bullets fly. Or should I say Sam Jackson and Dwayne Johnson fly.
There you go. That works. All right. How did you rate this?
So I rated a 4 out of 5 on Letterboxd. I pushed out a 3.5. It's just a fun time. Like, Wahlberg and Ferrell are so good together. They have such great chemistry. And then you add in all of these other comedians and even like Eva Mendes, like not normally known as like a comedic actor. Like she doesn't really do much. Like I don't even know if she's doing much these days, but like she's just like the perfect wife for Will Ferrell. Like just total opposite. I think the movie is a bit too long, I think. But I liked all the action scenes. I loved the way it was filmed. I love the writing, I thought was great, and I loved the soundtrack. But definitely felt a bit boring. Not boring at parts, but like a movie I
Overdone.
definitely watch, look at my phone a lot. Like I didn't during this watch, but like kind of like a background noise movie kind of, but yeah. So I give it 3.5 out of 5. Or sorry, 4 to 5, sorry.
I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. Basically for the same reasons that you gave, right? Like, it is a little long. There are parts that are kind of drawn out. Like you mentioned before too, how there's some scenes that could pretty much just be taken right out of it. Like a lot of these scenes could just be like the DVD bonus features kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, it's an absolutely hilarious movie. It's a typical Adam McKay movie. So I mean, it's just comedy from start to finish basically. And as I said at the start too, like Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, I think they need to be in more movies together. Yeah, just that opening like 15 to 20 minutes where you just do not expect what's going to happen. It's just like if it's a first time watch for you, that shit's going to blow your fucking mind because you just do not expect something like that to happen.
No.
But yeah, 3.5 out of 5 for me.
Nice.
All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus: a clever parody of cop buddy action comedies. The Other Guys delivers several impressive action set pieces and lots of big laughs, thanks to the assured comic chemistry between Will Ferrell and Mark. Based on that, what do you think?
I'll say like a 83.
A little too high. Came in at a 79, still certified fresh. That's on 206 reviews and an average score of 6.7 out of 10. The audience rating is a 60% on 100,000 ratings and an average score of 3.4 out of 5, or a 6.8 out of 10.
Nice.
What's the Letterboxd got?
Letterboxd is pretty much the same. 3.3 out of 5. You already know our ratings. Jess gave it a 3 out of 5. Our buddy Alan a 3 out of 5. There's too many more. Screaming Cinema 3 out of 5. That's
Okay.
it. Yeah.
Surprisingly, not a lot.
No.
All right. Well, it's time for our
Cunning Stunts.
How did you rate stunts in this movie?
I would say like a 2 out of 10. Not too many stunts in this movie or action scenes. But I mean, for what there was, I thought it was pretty like all right. A lot of like over the top, like CGI, like stuff like that. But I thought for the most part, it's pretty good. Favorite stunt? I'll go with Mark Wahlberg sliding on the glass table there. I thought that was pretty cool. So, go with that one. And stunt I would like to try. I mean, I gotta aim for the bushes. That'd
So you want to jump off a 23-story building.
man.
All right.
Oh,
Hopefully, you have a different outcome than they did.
will. What about you?
Stunts, I gave it a 3 out of 10. When Samuel L. Jackson and The Rock are in this movie, like the stunts are super over the top. They're really cool. Like we see The Rock jumping from the roof of the Rasta van onto the car, like Samuel L. Jackson's car. And just like, I don't know, really cool car chase, bunch of explosions. It's just a fun time. And then we don't have any action until like the end, basically. But it's still like it looks good. It's fun action. It's over the top, but it's a good time. My favorite stunt, Samuel L. Jackson driving the car into the side of the city bus. And a stunt I would want to try is the aftermath of that, where he shoots the car out of the side of the fucking bus. I think that'd be so much fun. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be a good time.
That's a good one.
All right. My pick for our next episode. I don't know if you've seen this movie or not. I'm gonna say that you have. And if you have, you're probably gonna murder me for picking it.
Oh, geez.
But my buddy at work told me that he watched this movie over the weekend, and I was like, oh God, why? But I'm picking it for this. We're gonna be doing Jupiter Ascending.
Is that with Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
I have it, but I've heard it's absolutely horrendous.
Yeah. I think we're due for a movie that we can just shit on. Because those episodes are always fun, right?
That's true,
Like we always do these good movies and we have a good discussion about them, but like, yeah, shitty movies make for a fun discussion.
I haven't seen it, but that's all right.
I'm just excited to see what your thoughts are on it.
Have you seen it?
I have, yeah. I actually started watching it last night after he talked about it, but I'm gonna hold off. I'll restart it closer to whenever the episode records, but I just think we're gonna have a good time talking about it. And who knows, maybe you'll enjoy it. Doubt it, but all right. In the meantime, you can catch us on social media at a podcast on Fury Road. If you want to shoot us a DM, tell us how cool we are. Feel free. Yeah. Thanks for listening. You're Yanni tonight.
I am tired today.
Not the singer either. He a singer? Yanni.
I have no idea. I think you just made that up.
No, he's a real person, I swear.
Okay, I believe you. Thanks, guys. We will catch you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Bye.